Ever hear anybody call it anything besides a bucket?
Well, did it say milk pail?
That's what I was wondering. Is there any difference to you between a pail and a bucket?
No, that I didn't think so.
Same thing.
That's what I thought.
All right. So what I was wondering when I asked you if there were certain chores done on certain days, I was just wondering if you did all your dirty clothes, you know, on one day.
Most of the time that whenever it was wash day, well, you would wash all up. You'd have to. Now, we always had a spring when I was growing up that we kept the big black pot at the spring, just a little piece from the house, and we'd put the clothes in that pot, boil the dirt out, mm-hmm. and then rinse them through three tubs of water and hang them out to dry. And then you'd have to take them in then and get them ironed. Here a few days ago, somebody was talking about how much they have to iron. I said, well, good thing they don't live up here with me. I said, I don't know where my iron is. And I said, I haven't ironed in such a long time that I wouldn't know where to go to hunt the iron. And anyway, I put the clothes in and wash them and take them, the wash and dryer right side by side and put them over and dry and dry them and take them out then and hang most of the wearing clothes up and fold sheets and towels and pillowcases and put them away. So I don't waste my time with ironing. But I have ironed. Think about the boys' shirts, that starch shirts that I have had to iron. 10 boys and must wash them. It had to be a lot of washing going on.
I imagine so. What was that big black pot for?
That's the put them in there and put your water and soap in there and boil them to get the dirt out of them. Mm-hmm. Make a fire around that pot.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it's for. Mm-hmm. So now you can just put them in the washing machine.
Mm-hmm.
And got your hot water to
mm-hmm.
run in there and put your detergent in and it's much easier done.
Well, it sounds like it. Did you just call it a pot, or did it have a special name?
That's all I ever did. But it was just a great big black iron pot, big old pot, and had three little short legs that sat on three rocks. Where it wouldn't be just down flat on the ground.
So, do you remember it being called wash pot or kettle?
Yeah. A lot of people call it the wash kettle, as you say, wash kettle or wash pot. And then you'd have that punching stick and punch them around in there so to be sure that they got born. Be clean.
Mm-hmm. I've heard people